Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. We got a great show lined up for you, as I said earlier on. First up, we got our good friend Christina Cavanaugh. She's from Canada, up in the beautiful Toronto area. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. And she's also associated with the University of Toronto's Rotman School of Business. And more importantly, she's our good friend. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you back. And now, doesn't Canada have a Thanksgiving Day?
We do, but it's different. We celebrate it the same day as your Columbus Day.
Yeah, I was thinking that you did. I couldn't remember which one it was associated with. Is it the same kind of a Thanksgiving?
Well, it is. I mean, it's turkey, it's everything else, but it's just one day, because I guess you get the fourth Thursday of November,
yeah.
And then a lot of people get Friday off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most, except for retail, usually.
Right. So we just get the one day, and that's it. We just do the turkey, but we don't have any football or anything like that, all the fun stuff
U.S. That's kind of crummy, isn't it? I think you guys ought to take a lesson from us and milk that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Christina, thank you for joining us and for your message about making sure that we're as effective as possible with our email. I don't have to tell you, and my audience completely gets it when I say that more and more all of us are doing more business online. I've talked many times on the show about the fact that I was raised by my mentors never, ever to deliver a proposal other than in person. And yet, over the last few years, I've delivered many proposals by email and have gotten the business that way. Email is becoming a more and more important part of our lives. It's becoming more accepted as a way to send information, to send critical information, to send contracts, and to make deals, basically. And we have to learn to use it in a more professional way, too, don't we?
Well, that's certainly true. I have found that, you know, in the last 10 years, as you say, email has grown. Its use has grown. It's quite a legitimate way for us to transfer information. But there is still people out there, a lot of people, who are wondering, am I using the email correctly? You know, am I, what kind of rules should I follow? Is it okay to have like a smiley face at the end of a sentence?
You'll be happy to know, Christina, that never in my life, not once, have I ever put a smiley face at the end of a sentence.
Well,
even when one was probably appropriate and I was just goofing off with a friend or something, I've never done that.
Well, good for you, but you know, there are a lot of people out there who they're not sure anymore. They don't know whether they should capitalize things or keep everything in lowercase. I mean, there's just a lot of issues that people are still not, I'm surprised that they just don't know.
Well, when you talk about that, putting the smiley face, it just reminds me when I was a little kid, we lived hundreds of miles away from my grandmother. And I remember being like, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 years old reading her letters to us. Mm-hmm. And she would write us, she had a great sense of humor, she'd write a sentence. And so to make sure that we knew that what she was writing, she meant to be funny, she would put a little superscript, ha ha, beside that. Do you remember people doing that?
Yes. Well, and you know, it's actually just as important to do that, I believe, with email.
So you think a smiley face is okay?
No, I think putting a bracket with ha ha or grin or smile.
I got you.
It's probably okay. A smiley face? I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I've never done that one either. Now, I've done a little of the happy face, the smiley face thing with IM before, but you know, that was just to somebody really close. So. But you know, I don't think I personally, maybe I'm a little bit of a stick in the mud about this. I personally don't think that is appropriate in a business communication.
And I would agree with you. It is not appropriate, and yet people just aren't sure about these things. And I try to sort of remind people of the rules. You know what it's like when you keep seeing things, and even though the thing might be wrong,
right.
But everybody, you see it more and more often than not, and people start thinking, well, hey, maybe it's right.
But it's called Daniel Patrick Moynihan called that defining deviancy down, and that,
yeah.
that might be a little bit of a stretch on his original meaning, but the point is that just because you see something being used, mm-hmm. if it doesn't look right, folks, if it doesn't feel right, you know, it probably isn't right.
Exactly. It's the same thing that I find, you know, with people who use all lowercase.
Yeah.
You know, and which is common in instant messaging. And, you know, if we stopped using all capitals, so that's fine, you know, but we've now people are using all lowercase. And I'm asked, well, is that okay? And I say, no, it's not the Queen's English.
Not even on IM, I don't think.
No. No, but definitely in email, workplace email, all lowercase and those types of habits are not acceptable. They're not.
I don't like all uppercase either. Some people just lock in their uppercase and go to town. I don't like that either.
No, well, I think, Jim, that was probably one of the first email transgressions that was occurring quite commonly in the mid-90s, and it felt to people like you're shouting at me. But
right.
Now I think a lot of people know that you're not supposed to use all uppercase. Well, we hope a lot of people know you're
right.
not supposed to use all that. But same with all lowercase.
Well, you know,
the idea that I say to people is that you look at commercial websites, they're all beautifully done, tailored with, you know, good English, with
right.
good paragraphs,
right.
sentence structure. We should be modeling our emails the same way.
Well, and, you know, okay, Christina, let's say you and I are having a conversation about you being on the show. We're emailing back and forth. I send you a full, correct, proper email. We do from this office. Hey, Christina, you know, looking forward to you being on the show, blah, blah, blah. And it's a regular email. You email back a shorter one and say, thanks, Jim. I'm looking forward to it, too, Christina. And then I email back, and without you know, putting all the other stuff in, I just say, remind me of your phone number. And you email back just the phone number. I think that's okay. That's a conversation more than it is an email, isn't it?
Well, and that is the exchange of information among
yeah.
two people with common context.
But if you haven't had the context before to send some kind of abbreviated message with no caps, as you say, no punctuation, I just think it's unprofessional. We're going to come right back after these messages with our good friend Christina Cavanaugh and talk some more about how to be more professional and more effective with email. Managing Your Email is her book. It's available wherever books are sold, and it's a good one. 20 after, stay with us.
Walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, like listening to thousands of articles, reading thousands of articles. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead, and you can subscribe to my blog. You can listen to the blog. You can check out the blog. It's a multimedia blog. How many of those have you seen lately? You can do all that on the website, or you can subscribe to the blog while you're subscribing to the newsletter. One comes on Sunday. The blog comes on Monday through Friday by RSS. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance, and say thanks to our sponsors, our corporate partners who help us make all this available. Somebody else who helps us make all this available is Christina Cavanaugh. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. I like that subtitle there, Christina. Good job there.
Thank you.
Now, the book's available wherever books are sold, and can they find out more about it on your website?
They can. The website is www.christinacavanaugh, all one word, .com.
Right. Okay. And Cavanaugh has no U's in it, folks. All A's, just three A's.
That's right. No
and
U's. Thank you.
Make sure we get that out of there. And Christina's with a C. Okay. We're talking about how to be more professional, how to make sure that we are professional with our email, and as we do more and more things with email. What are some other tips for us, Christina?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that come to mind that are really worth repeating because they're critical for making good impression. And one of them would be this idea of the subject line. And it's most important for your listeners to make sure that they craft a good subject line, one that is meaningful, one that's going to cut through the clutter at the other end, and give that person sort of a complete idea of what your message is all about.
As short as possible, right?
I'm sorry?
As short and succinct as possible.
The subject line, you can put a phrase in there. It can be like a headline in a newspaper.
The reason I say short, though, Christina, is because sometimes people have that line scrunched up a little bit on their screen, mm-hmm. and it might not all get out. They might not see it all. See what I mean?
I guess it would.
And here's where I'm getting at. I've seen some people, like write 15 words in a subject line. I mean, that's just too long.
Yeah, no, not 15. I'm thinking 5 or 6 tops.
Yes, absolutely.
2 or 3 if you can, but even something with short words, like I like to use the example, instead of writing the word meeting, we write the word, write the phrase, can we meet this Friday?
Right.
So that fits in nicely.
Right. Yeah. I don't like it when people put the message in the subject line. And then when you open it up, there's nothing there. They basically just write what they want to say in the subject line. Have you had anybody do that to you?
Well, yes, and then they put in brackets the three letters EOM, which means end of message.
Right.
Now, that's okay as a way or a code if other people know what this is.
Right.
And I think that's the issue with email, the issue with smiley faces that we talked about earlier and some of the other sort of little forms of things. If people know and have a common context for that, so if they understand that they will only use the subject line for messages, fine. But you've got to remember that outside that, universal use is standard use.
Right.
And I think people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing, when you talk about standard use, it's this idea of how long should a message be? And there isn't a hard and fast rule for how long a message should be, but I think the key there is you've got to, with electronic communication, spend the time to put all the information up front. Like right at the very beginning, you've got to say to the receiver that this is for approval, for decision. What action do you want them to take? And then don't be afraid to use spaces between paragraphs and bullet points.
Right, yeah.
And,
the bullets
are
good.
Within an email.
Well, exactly. And sort of think of your first paragraph or two, folks, as an executive summary. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah, agreed, because that helps to keep the message short, because you've got everything up
right.
front. But it requires some composition on our end.
You're talking about the bullets. I do that a lot. I'll write an email, especially if it's one that's going to be pretty long. And, I don't like to do long emails, but sometimes I know that the person I'm writing it to, that's the way they're going to read it. They prefer it that way. So I'll write the whole thing out, and then I'll go back and see if I can't find a way to pull out bullets or enumerate some of my points to make it easier to read.
Yeah, agreed. And that's, I think, what we need to do with electronic communication. We need to spend more time editing. I also say to people, if it's possible, I say that, the best length of a message is like one thought,
right.
one message.
Right.
Not 6 thoughts, one
right.
message.
Yeah.
One thought, one message.
Well, or one subject, maybe. I probably would be more likely to think. Also, at some point in time, folks, if it gets too long, you probably should do an attachment.
Yeah.
What do you think, Christina?
Well, yes, because, we don't want to scroll down, past one page. I received one of these just yesterday from someone,
right.
and I was just sort of disappointed because it was like 3-4
oh, no.
screens, which forced me to have to cut and copy
right.
and paste it into Word.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, yeah. Christina, give us the website again, please.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com.
I hope you'll check it out, folks. Managing Your Email is the book. Check it out when you get a chance. Christina, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Christina Cavanaugh, folks, you'll be back. I will be too with Ray Keating right after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us. I'm all baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.